As you listen now, I encourage you to touch freely. You'll be following me down, moving in my wake. And so you'll have privacy because I'm not going to turn back. I'm not going to look at what's happening to you. I have comfort and pride in the idea that you will be capable of slipping. Already are capable of slipping. Already are pliable, suggestible, open, malleable. It's just a state of you. A fact about you that stems from your yearning. You've got that seed of yearning deep within. That and 1,000 other admirable, beautiful, enjoyable qualities. Which make it so that I feel very comfortable saying, I'm not going to turn around and check on you, so feel free to touch and explore your body. I'll set a tone, a direction, a general thrust, and every thought I encourage you to have here is a thought I already have about myself. I'm only sharing and imparting things I think will be useful, but also, I won't ask you to do or think or feel or crave or respond to or anchor or trigger or sleep for. Any suggestion I myself would not and have not already incorporated, already am following, so I know very well the direction we go in. You've already found the place in your head where you follow me down and, yes, sink into my grasp. Once upon a time, I was a little shy about admitting that I like the idea of you in my grip, in my grasp. But, like any sculptor, I need something. Something to shape and press. To give a fragment of my will, knowing that the act of touching it will, on contact, bring you closer and closer to the thought I had when I shared it. Sharing fragments of how you should think, should feel, about your body, your mind, your experience of yourself. I encourage you to touch yourself. It's so much more thrilling when I'm here to encourage you, edge you along. Keep doing it. Imagine your hands no longer quite your own, in fact. If I'm providing the idea, the encouragement, the egging on, aren't they joint property? Or, if you give them over to me, can't I do what I please? They're seeking through you, over your body, in the way I would. And I assure you, I would. Pinning your body, trailing my hands between your legs, tormenting you thoroughly. Moving around to grasp your buttocks. Pull you against me. Press my thigh between your legs. You can rub against it, leaving little marks and signs of submission in your wake, deliberately rubbing me over you. Your mind fading into my wake, into my will, into my grasp. The entirety of you groaning. Parts of your body ordinarily uninvolved in arousal, getting that little bit hotter. Your eyes can roll back or close entirely. Your whole body caught in the grip of my intention and of the possibility for passion, insistence, constancy to follow me down and sink. The feeling of me here with you in the moment. Feeling everything you do. Going ahead of you, in fact. You can touch yourself safely, but if I'm inflicting the pleasure, if your hands are following, no longer quite your own, but now serving my ends, don't you imagine that's just going to feel better and better? And that I might get something out of it. Some of the pleasure might flow right back to me, shivering to touch your body. And if you can't imagine that, if you find it unlikely that I would enjoy caressing, squeezing, running my fingers over you, think again. And think about the pleasure you'd like to inflict right back to me. Wouldn't you like to make me feel good? Wouldn't you like to be direly, desperately pleasuring yourself, knowing some of the pleasure would come back to me? And that's what it is. The better you feel from my words and actions, the better you feel from this nearness, closeness, connection, the more I'm going to feel it shivering, shuddering back upon me. Feel grasped and caught in my words. Know my thoughts are turned to you, focused on you, and that as I pleasure myself, I encourage your touch, that in this graceful, sliding place, you can feel caught in my words. and that the focus of my mind upon you, in addition to what yours is already doing to you, at a reaction, an entrainment to my past work, and a general delight in the fun we can have, well, it all adds up to more than you felt before. You're sliding deep, already slipping, and I'm going to insert a little additive. Think about your hands, my hands, as they belong to me in this moment, running over your body, and the lines of influence, nervous system response, and pleasure that run through it. The lines on which the signals from between your legs, from your erogenous zones, travel, flare, settle, and find ways to make you feel good. It doesn't all happen between your legs or even in your head. Other parts of your body have little hubs, little ley lines, and it is possible to appreciate them, to love the way you feel, running fingers along your sides, over your chest, over your thighs, kissing the nape of your neck. There's always another spot that's not directly stimulating you, that's not part of your touch here and then eventually orgasm will happen system, but is instead just a part that feels good, that turns your mind to pleasure, to lust, and to me. Those spots are all over the place, and learning them, learning how to make all of them spark and ignite, is our shared and special project. All of them sending pleasure up the same lines used to send sexual pleasure, but this is a more general sense of well-being. Adore your body as I do. See yourself in this shared practical experience, this comfort between us. Between you and I, this is more. More than hearing words, more than just arousing, titillating, masturbating your body. This is something happening in a shared moment between us. My fixation and focus part of an intricate web of words woven between us, my hands running over my own body, counting on you to answer that gesture by touching yourself as well. And if the words are well chosen, and chosen for you, your body feels the throb, the thrum, the pure physical sensation of knowing. I'm focused on you as pleasure flares in me. I feel pleasure from you, back and forth, a wave traveling and gaining momentum, getting faster and hotter each time it goes back and forth. Your body feels good, mine as well. Tension is vanishing to be replaced with the very specific climactic ascent, each of us under the thrall of our bodies, and each of us following along the pleasure journeys of the other. Dominated, imagining kneeling or being on all fours before me for use. Think of it. Think of how you'd feel, but know that I would be turned on in that moment as well. Let your hands thrill over your body, a body that is the sole subject of my mind working, thinking, the wheels turning for each of us to find the best way for you to slide into malleability, into a place of physical pleasure but also mental abandon, doing things in your body that spark excitement, touch yourself, spark pleasure, sensation, euphoria. You're in a relaxing place, but within it there is that rising climactic urge. Following my directions takes you along a meditative pathway. We are traveling together in the same direction. I'm just putting footprints in the sand ahead of you. I'm just pushing ahead of you through the brush, which widens and parts it and allows you to follow more easily. You're safe here listening and following, and the path is easier because I'm going ahead of you along it. What we're doing is teaching you more about me and how I think about you, fixate on you, focus on you. Imagine the pleasure flowing back from your hands up into your brain, connected to me as I'm fixating and focusing on what's happening in your mind. So I get a little contact high. The more pleasure you feel, the more I get, incidentally. And you getting a flood of mine as I am focused solely on sending all these words and all these sensations to you. They arrive in your ears, piggybacking on the signal I'm using to send you this pleasure. Some of your pleasure could leak back and make me feel it, but inevitably I'll turn that into more, into motivation, into thought, and send it back to you as I stimulate my body in turn, each of us together, pleasure, peace, happiness, and the slow slide slipping down into a place where knowing that the two of us connected and I focused on you and you dripping, slipping deep. You're going to be more open to ideas than ordinarily you may be. Thoughts that you normally have that can get in the way are capable of being deconstructed, especially when they come from a society that lies about your worth, from a part of you that is deceived about how pleasurable, pleasant, continuous, throbbing, wonderful it can be just to be you. Perhaps to be you in the focus of my gaze, to be you in the focus of my understanding and elaboration, but to be you, listening, feeling, subjected, and open at the same time, receiving, but always sending that little signal back, like the little charge that goes up before the lightning comes down, and the body sparks its way into an oblivious place, where you're just going to accept what I spin out there, because every thought is a little too tired, and you're convinced I know what I'm talking about. And when it comes to you, and when it comes to spinning these thoughts down, drumming them into you, drooling them across your brain, I do. And there's more to enjoy the deeper you go.